we just concentrate on what we're doing, yeah. And you know, if the right thing comes along, then you know, we're talking to a few people, but it's not, you know, it's business, it's not that interesting to us. What's important is doing what we do and being able to do it, you know.
Working for years as free agents, the Joy Formidable found support in the buzz that surrounded them in their native UK. That buzz followed them stateside, leading to a record deal and proving that you don't need to be signed to build a fan base. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Morris. The Joy Formidable are a three-piece band made up of Welsh boyfriend-girlfriend duo Ritzy Bryan and Ridian Davis, and drummer Matt Thomas. Ridian and Ritzy met when they were school kids in small-town North Wales. Later, they both moved down to London and formed The Joy Formidable in 2007. The band's had a lot of success so far with their joyful, dreamy brand of indie pop. They've released several singles, an 8-song EP, and a live album. And they found a home at Atlantic imprint Canvasback Records, who will release their debut full-length, The Big Roar, this month. The alternate side's Cara Manning had a chance to talk with The Joy Formidable, and she asked them about their musical backgrounds.
Do you remember the first album you ever bought?
Well, I honestly didn't have to buy any albums because I had a whole vinyl library in our big lounge. So
yeah, her dad's got such a
massive collection. Yeah, we had about 5,000 vinyl growing up. So I found it quite difficult. I don't actually remember buying any music until I sort of moved away, and that wasn't...
quite handy, really. You know, oh, what's that? I've got an LP of it. That's what it was like, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's quite weird that I actually love music. I'm as passionate about music because it was a bit over the top. You know, it's like he had like every Dylan bootleg of like an entire year tour. He'd have every show, even though the set was... quite similar, so yeah, you know, it could almost have the alternative effect, and you know, you kind of hate music, but no, that wasn't the case.
Well, there's a really vibrant Welsh music scene. I mean, you have Super Furry Animals, and you've got Manic Street Preachers and Stereophonics and Los Campesinos and Marina and the Diamonds, who's very hotly tipped at the moment.
Yeah.
So growing up or being from there, were you, what sort of bands were you attracted to?
I mean, it's a bit different for us because we're in North Wales. A lot of the sort of Welsh bands I get, you know, the press and stuff have tended to come from South Wales and Mid Wales. And it's nice to, I mean, there is a little bit of a scene that's kind of, you know, really feel like it's happening now in North Wales, and it's nice to be a part of that. But in terms of what we were listening to, it was all sorts. I mean, we had this place we always mentioned, which was the Buckley Tivoli, just down the road, and it wasn't much else music-wise, you know, other than this place.
It was about the only club in like a 100-mile radius or something, so it was absolutely a mecca for, you know, just trying to do something social and see. And it had a lot of great bands that toured, you know, especially sort of at the end of Britpop. We had things like Super Furries and Blur, and, you know, I think it was a real distraction for us from everything else, otherwise being kind of quite isolated.
The Joy Formidable with the Magnifying Glass and Cradle, 2009's A Balloon Called Moaning. Their new album, The Big Roar, is out later this month. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty, and hear more from The Joy Formidable at thealternateside.org.